It's time for the men to put the foot down and say, enough is enough. Send Tyler Robinson to jail. Send Lindsey Clancy to jail. Send Luigi Mangione to jail. Send these people to the electric chair. Send these people to the gallows. Send them to the guillotine. When are we simply going to prioritize the well-being of the innocent and the law-abiding and the good and the powerless instead of the predators and the opportunists and the nihilists and the psychopaths? It is unfortunate. I understand, yes, psychopathy does exist and some people suffer from it. Too damn bad. I don't want to live in a society with psychopaths. Do you? They say she killed her three kids because she's a psychopathic murderer. Oh, well, in that case, let her go. Your Honor, we're dropping the charges. Oh, you didn't say that. She's a psychopathic murderer that killed her kids? Well, why didn't you just say that at the beginning? Let her free. She should be out in society. Listen, whether she's a psychopath murderer who had no awareness of her actions or she did it intentionally, kill her anyway. I mean, give her the death penalty anyway. I don't want to live with people that are willingly, intentionally plotting the murder of their children or people that do that when they're not fully in control. I don't want to live with somebody. You're going to be walking down Manhattan. You're going to be walking down Broadway in Times Square and some obese torta starts dual wielding knives and starts stabbing everybody. And you say, Your Honor, she was a psychopathic murderer. Oh, okay. Well, let her out. Let her go. She had no control over her actions. Like, well, in that case, kill her anyway. Death penalty also. Death penalty. Bring it forth for all of them. Because that's really what it is in every case. You get black kids looting and pillaging downtown. Oh, they're the real victims because they ain't got no father and they ain't have a good lunch. And illegal immigrants come here and they steal. Who's paying for this shit? Us at gunpoint. You don't pay your taxes, they send you to jail. The taxes go to subsidize their healthcare, education, housing, and food. They're here stealing from us. People say, oh, well, it's not their fault. They're seeking a better life. We're at the point now where literal murderers are shooting public figures or killing their children, their own children, and people say it's not their fault. They're mentally ill. They were framed by France and Israel and the FBI and the Babylonian remote viewing device and the aliens. It's like, okay, well, what about the victims of this stuff? What about the small business owners that can't afford to have their front window smashed in by a stolen car and the cash register stolen? What about those people? You know how hard it is for people to make a living nowadays? You know how hard it is for people to find work? People put their life into opening these restaurants and stores and how that's all taken away in a second by some opportunistic criminal. When are we going to prioritize those people over the predators? Kill the criminals. And same thing with the illegal aliens. When are we going to start prioritizing the native born people that built all this stuff, died in the wars, our ancestors built everything, over these people that just got here to take money, get subsidized, and then send the money back to Somalia or Mexico or Venezuela? Put them in shackles and send them home. You know, Milo said, we treat these people like MS-13. Good. Maybe they'll leave then. You could leave at any time. They know they're illegal. It's not like they don't know what they did. You think that's how it works? You just walk across the border and get your free shit? They should be treated like MS-13. Send them to the Congo. Send them to Libya. Send them to one of these African countries. Maybe if we send a few thousand of them there, the rest of them will see that as an example, and they'll leave on their own. They'll take their $1,000 in free plane ticket, and they'll leave of their own volition, which is what is proper and just and correct. And with these murderers, take their lives away, imprison them forever, give them the death penalty.